This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. The Lok Sabha has taken up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the government has given a strong message to Pakistan that terrorism and calls and talks cannot go together. He said India's response was non-escalatory and measured and launched with the intention of targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan. Mr. Singh said Pakistan's army and ISI use terrorism as a proxy war and they dream about destabilizing India. He reiterated that India will go to any extent to counter terrorism.
सभ्य मुल्कों के बीच बातचीत होती है अध्यक्ष महोदय, लोकतांत्रिक देशों में बातचीत होती है, पर एक ऐसा देश जिसके वजूद में लोकतंत्र का एक कतरा भी न हो और सिर्फ रिलीजियस फैनेटिसिज्म, टेररिज्म और हेट्रेड अगेंस्ट इंडिया हो, उसके साथ संवाद किसी भी सूरत में नहीं किया जा सकता। पाकिस्तान की नीति और चरित्र को लेकर कोई भ्रम नहीं रहना चाहिए। यह एक ऐसा देश है जो वैश्विक आतंकवाद की नर्सरी है और उन्होंने इसको अपनी स्टेट पॉलिसी का भी एक आधार बनाया। अध्यक्ष महोदय, मैं लोकतंत्र के मंदिर में खड़े होकर यह बात कह रहा हूं कि भारत को 1000 ककट्स देने का सपना पालने वालों को नींद से जग जाना चाहिए। यह मोदी जी के नेतृत्व वाला नया भारत है जो आतंकवाद के खिलाफ किसी हद तक जाता है।
Defence Minister also refuted the claims that the ceasefire announcement between Pakistan and India was made in any kind of pressure. Mr. Rajnath Singh said Pakistan's DGMO contacted India's DGMO and appealed to halt military operations. Intervening into the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the government took the step to shape the global understanding of the Pahalgam attack and tried to bring Pakistan's long use of cross-border terrorism before the international community.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. 1, terrorists will not be treated as proxies. 2, cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. 3, terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. 4, not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions over the security apparatus in Jammu and Kashmir, saying that the government was unable to apprehend the terrorists who were responsible for the covertly terrorist attack in Pahalgam.
राहुल गांधी जी ने एक साफ साफ कहा कि हम सरकार के साथ हैं और सरकार को पाकिस्तान को एक ठोस मजबूत कदम देना ही पड़ेगा। लेकिन देश ये भी जानना चाहता है कि 100 दिन गुजर गए और 5 दहशतगर्दियों को ये सरकार पकड़ नहीं पाई। आज आपके पास ड्रोन है, आपके पास पेगासस है, आपके पास सैटेलाइट है, वहाँ पे CRPF है, वहाँ पे BSF है, वहाँ पे CISF है और आप किसी को पकड़ नहीं पाए, ये कैसा बंदोबस्त।
The Supreme Court today refused to stop the Election Commission from publishing the draft electoral rolls for Bihar on 1st of August, as per the schedule notified for the Special Intensive Revision SIR. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joymala Bagchi did not hold a detailed hearing, as Justice Kant had to attend an administrative meeting with the Chief Justice. However, he assured the petitioners that the matter would be heard at the earliest and asked lawyers to indicate the estimated time needed for arguments by tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 unidentified terrorists were killed in a fierce encounter in the upper reaches of Lidwa's Mullar forest in Harwan area in central Kashmir's Srinagar district under Operation Mahadev. The area is in the outskirts of Srinagar city. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told media that the identity of the killed terrorist is being ascertained. Divya Deshmukh became the first Indian to win the FIDE Women's World Cup title after defeating fellow Indian Koniru Hampi in Batumi, Georgia. The match lasted for 3 days and was decided through tie breaks, with Divya emerging victorious with a score of 2.5-1.5. And that is the end of the news bulletin.